910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and in San Diego, authorities say at least two people are dead after a small private plane crashed into a neighborhood. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is on scene.
More than 100 people displaced. They believe so far a Cessna 550 plane crashed into one of the largest military housing areas in the entire world. Think of it this way. This jet fuel starts spilling out from this plane. It goes all down the street, and then it all catches on fire. So then all of the cars are on fire, and there are more than 100 people that are having to escape from their homes to try to get out.
One man is in custody, police say, after a shooting. Two Israeli embassy staffers leaving an event at a Capitol Jewish Museum last night. The FBI reviewing the shooter's online writings. Attorney General Pam Bondi says investigation so far shows the shooter acted alone. A federal judge in Boston has halted the Trump administration's plans to dismantle the Education Department. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. According to a press release, the forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products each year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. A Republican-sponsored bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly that would change the technical definition of a riot has been removed from the Assembly Judiciary Committee's agenda. The legislation would have defined a riot as a gathering of at least three people that could pose a threat of property damage or injury. Critics of the bill argued that the broad language could be used to weaken the First Amendment protections afforded to citizens, specifically protections to peacefully assemble. The legislation now appears unlikely to move forward this session. Construction work is officially underway on the canal near the Lake Superior Maritime Visitor Center. Officials say the construction work is meant to improve a shoreline protection system and connect the lake walk with the pier. The project is expected to cost over $3 million with funding through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The Maritime Visitor Center and most of the pier area will remain open during construction. Work is scheduled to wrap up for the season in November, with some final work scheduled for next summer if needed. Despite officially beginning operations about 2 months ago, the new Amazon Distribution Center in Duluth held its official grand opening this week. The new facility in the Atlas Industrial Park area won't be fully opened until next year, but can already handle about 4,500 packages each day. Officials say when it is operating at its full capacity, it will be able to handle about 20,000 packages each day and make deliveries in an over 50-mile radius. The distribution center will also be able to expand its workforce from the 80 employees it already has. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today, I mean, even though it was an emergency. And before the 11th, after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ballgame was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and more mild, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. We still got a north breeze gusting around 20 miles per hour and widespread frost expected again tonight as temperatures fall right to that freezing mark. A frost advisory goes into effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update all the latest news, lightening things up in hour number two. We talk to the Madison Mallards and Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, here's some rather shocking news about the Trump administration. I'm not sure if I should say tongue-in-cheek or not. I mean, you know, any level of corruption in the Trump administration is, of course, something you expect. Donald Trump is the most corrupt criminal president in the history of the United States. In fact, he's the first president in the history of the United States who is a convicted criminal, who has been found responsible for sexual abuse, what the judge called rape, as most Americans understand it, who has been convicted of 34 different felonies, all having to do with trying to rig the 2016 election, which for some reason the entire media never mentions. They always say it's about the hush money. It's about Stormy Daniels. No, it was about trying to rig the 2016 election by hiding, by concealing his affair with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal after the Access Hollywood tape came out. I mean, it was just very simple. Had that story come out, he would not have been president. So I digress. Here we are. New emails document how a top aide to Tulsi Gabbard, you know, the Russia-friendly head of our intelligence service, the director of national intelligence, ordered analysts to edit an intelligence assessment, so that Trump and Gabbard would not be attacked for deporting Mr. Garcia and 200-plus other people down to El Salvador. Joe Kent is the chief of staff to Tulsi Gabbard, and he wrote this email. He said, "We need to do some rewriting so this document is not used against the DNI or POTUS." DNI, of course, being Tulsi Gabbard, POTUS being the president. And what was it? Well, it was a memo that was a final memo that was dated April 7th, and it has since become public. It's been, I don't know if it's been leaked or if it was a FOIA filing or what, but we know what it says now. And this was a finding by the intelligence agencies themselves, and a consensus document of all of the intelligence agencies, that the United States has not been invaded, that Tren de Agua, the Venezuelan gang, is not an arm of the Venezuelan government, that Nicolas Maduro, the president of Nicaragua, has not only no contact with Tren de Agua, but actually is actively hostile against the gang, and the gang is actively hostile against him because he views them as criminals, and he's constantly arresting them and putting them in jail. So this entire thing... In fact, let me just back up a little bit. The argument that Trump is using, the rationale that he's using to be able to deport people from the United States, is this 1798 law that John Adams got pushed through as part of the Alien Sedition Acts back in the day, that says that if the United States is invaded, then as a consequence of that invasion, the president can arrest and deport people who are participants in that invasion, without having to go through a lot of due process, frankly. I'm hyper-simplifying, but that's the bottom line. And he's saying, you know, this is where you, it's called the Alien Enemies Act, is the law, that collection of laws that John Adams passed. The Alien Sedition Act was actually a collection of multiple laws. Most of them were repealed, actually, on March 4th, 1800, the day that Thomas Jefferson was sworn in as president. And in fact, they were written to be repealed, to terminate at that point. But this one didn't. This one is still law. And so Trump is saying that the United States is under invasion, that the invasion, the invading force are members of a Venezuelan street gang called Tren de Agua, and that they have been sent here specifically to attack the United States by the president of Nicaragua, Nicolas Maduro, or the dictator of Nicaragua, if you prefer. Venezuela. Have I been saying Nicaragua all along? I'm so sorry. Venezuela, all across the board. So bottom line here, all of this is BS. And the intelligence agencies called Trump out on that and said, you know, this is BS, Donald, or actually they said it to Tulsi. Secretary Gabbard said, no, this gang is not an invading force. They are not here on behalf of Maduro, and the United States has not been invaded. So therefore, if all that's true, Trump has no legal justification for arresting and deporting hundreds of people, which he's continuing to do. He just sent a bunch of people to Africa the day before yesterday. It's all criminal. It's all illegal what Trump is doing. And Tulsi Gabbard and her right-hand man, Joe Kent, are doing everything they can to try to rewrite this thing so that they can pretend that this is going on. I mean, this is a real problem when your intelligence agencies, of all the agencies in government that should be truthful, you want your intelligence agencies to be at the forefront of truthful information because, you know, peace and war depend on what the intelligence agencies say. Our ability to fight wars, our ability to be safe and secure, it all depends on what our intelligence agencies say. And if they have been politicized, if they are writing reports that are filled with lies just to satisfy a criminal president, we're in big trouble. And then it gets even worse. Officials, this is for the New York Times, officials in the Trump administration debated fabricating a claim that wrongly deported Maryland family man Kilmar Abrego Garcia was a leader of the transnational MS-13 criminal gang to justify his continued incarceration in the infamous Salvatorian mega prison. I call it a concentration camp because the difference, look in the dictionary, the distinguishing difference between a prison and a concentration camp is that a concentration camp has no due process. There's no rule of law there. You cannot appeal your detention. Whereas in prison, you do have the rule of law and you can appeal your detention. And in fact, your detention is the consequence of a legal process. Whereas in a concentration camp, it's typically not the consequence of a legal process. So let's call this what it is. James Alaizes and Alan Farrier report this in the New York Times, that this attempt came in spite of the fact that federal officials already knew that he had been deported in error and in violation of a court order. But the lawyer, Erez Ruveni, the senior Justice Department lawyer who testified that it was an error, that it was an administrative mistake that sent Garcia down to this hellhole concentration camp, was fired. Because Pam Bondi said it was a failure to, quote, zealously advocate on behalf of the United States. No, it wasn't. It was a failure to zealously advocate on behalf of a criminal president. And yes, he is a criminal. He's a convicted criminal. Something that the media never seems to mention either. So just wild stuff. Meanwhile, Viktor Orban is trying to shut down the rule of law in Hungary because there's an election coming up in 8-9 months, and he's very unpopular right now, and he's sweating it. So he created this office. It's called the Sovereignty Protection Office. It was established by him And Bloomberg.com is Bloomberg News is the source of this. I'll just share with you a couple of selected sentences from this article. The headline is Hungary's Orbán plan to muzzle dissent threatens rule of law, judges say. The Sovereignty Protection Office, critics have likened it to a Russia-style crackdown aimed at eliminating dissent less than a year before elections, with Orbán's Fidesz party trailing in surging opposition in polls, or trailing a surging opposition. During Orbán's 15 years of uninterrupted rule, the bloc has suspended billions of euros, the European Union has suspended billions of euros funding earmarked for Hungary on the rule of law and graft concerns. The European Commission has already referred earlier legislation underpinning the sovereignty of the sovereignty agency to the EU's top court. So what's going on here? Viktor Orbán has created this Sovereignty Protection Office as basically a way to throw people in jail who speak out against him. Oh, by attacking me, Viktor Orbán, the president of the country, you are attacking our neighbors, our nation, and we can't have that. Right. And finally, U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy in Boston wrote that the Trump administration must stop deporting people to Africa. They did it anyway. And he's like, I'm on the edge of citing you for contempt of court. But see, it appears to me that none of these judges, right, Boasberg, Zinnes, and now this guy, none of them want to be the first to actually punish a lawyer for the Trump administration. They just don't want to deal with the death threats. They don't want to deal with Trump's threats. They don't want to deal with any of them. This is not how America is supposed to operate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign. So we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans. And they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/ possible.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You've taken gazillions of great photos. You know, your kids, pets, desserts. And then what? What have you done with them? Well, Free Prints is the app for phone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 size photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the Free Prints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. I got to tell you, I have been using this for years, and it's true. Up to 1,000 free prints every year, and they come to you in the mail. They cost absolutely nothing other than just the postage, which is typically like, you know, $5, $6, $7, something like that. Free prints, check it out. You can download the app at Google Play or the App Store or at freeprints.com. There ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest, even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break, don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire. Sail their lives, they stack the deck, trying to buy the world with a blank space. Picking up the calls here, Michael in Somerville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's up?
I was watching C-SPAN yesterday. Thanks for letting me talk. I was watching C-SPAN yesterday, and it was a meeting, and they were going over the bill.
The big, beautiful bill?
The big, beautiful bill. And there was something added to it yesterday. The Democrats tried to get it out, but the Republicans all voted for it. And it was to legalize silencers on guns.
Yeah, and then prior to that, they did a device that basically turns your semi-automatic rifle or pistol into a machine gun. Both of those things are now in this legislation. You're absolutely right, Michael.
It just seems that that had nothing to do with what they should have been talking about. And Republicans always accuse the Democrats of padding this.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They remember during the Obama administration, they would talk about, it's a Christmas tree. Look at all those things on the tree. You're absolutely right. But the way that they're doing it, Michael, is they're saying that we're going to end the tax on silencers and we're going to end the tax on the sales tax or any kind of national tax, ATF tax. I don't know. That's right. And by ending the tax, they're essentially legalizing the device. I mean, you know, you can own a machine gun in the United States right now. You just have to pay a $400 tax. And you've got to jump through a whole bunch of hoops, you know, fill out a bunch of forms and things. If they did away with a tax on machine guns, there would be no restriction, basically, on owning a machine gun in the United States. When the ATF busts you for having a machine gun, they're actually, it's a John Dillinger kind of bust. They're going after you for not paying your taxes. So, it's a big one. Michael, thank you. Steve in Portland. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, I am calling about what's going to happen with the grad plus loans with this new with the big beautiful bill. I'm getting ready to go to a physical therapy, a doctorate of physical therapy program starting this fall, and I'm dependent on those grad plus loans to pay for, cost of living and tuition.
Right.
Do you have any idea kind of how this is evolving and what this is going to look like?
I'm sorry, I'm not even familiar with that category of loans, Steve.
Yeah, so like it's okay. Well, so I would recommend looking it up. It's grad plus, just two
words.
Have
you looked it up?
Yes. Yeah.
What does the bill say about it?
Well, so it's on congress.gov. I think it's S.308. Mm-hmm. But basically, they want to cap it and then eventually get rid of it.
Yeah, of course, they're Republicans.
Which would force people going to grad school to, not get federal loans, but
the
private.
The people to reach out to now, Steve, I'm sorry we're out of time, but the people to reach out to now are your senators, Merkley and Wyden. I got to run. Thank you for the call. Good luck.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're right here. I'll be right back with you, Cole.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP.
It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, and it's free from artificial dyes and fillers. Just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. Louise and I love their sleep gummies. They really work. And now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. Visit cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Following a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a new lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they have until the end of the month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on October 18th. Applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. The Hayward Community School Board voted to approve an increase in lunch prices for the next school year. At their meeting on Monday, the school board received a report from the district food service provider, finding about 43% of students were getting school breakfast and 55% were getting school lunch. With increasing costs combined with things like absences and snow days, the food service provider reported a roughly $100,000 loss. Price increases will range from about $1.50 to nearly $3 for students. As Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald prepares to leave the agency, he's put his full support as his replacement behind Captain Darren Hodek. Sheriff Fitzgerald announced his intent to resign effective June 1st to pursue another opportunity in the private sector with Mosaic Technologies. Governor Tony Evers opened the application process to fill the position through the remainder of the term, ending in January of 2027, soon after. Captain Hodek officially introduced himself as a candidate for the position at a Barron County board meeting earlier this week. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today and more mild, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. We still got a north breeze gusting around 20 miles per hour and widespread frost expected again tonight, as temperatures fall right to that freezing mark. A frost advisory goes into effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on the road this week, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, home of WCFW, The Tap, talking about conservation and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedom. In legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text please may apply.
They sold their souls for gold, screaming USA on cue like they were bought and told. They chant for a con man, swear the truth's a lie, while their billionaire masters watch and laugh from up high. They don't fight for freedom, they don't stand for the weak, just puppets on a string dancing to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the bootlicker brigade, bending low, tongues out wide, kissing the boots of men who take them for a ride. Sold out their country for a tax-free scheme, praying to the dollar while they kill the American dream.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past. Yeah, that's a pretty good description of what happened last night. Picking up your calls here, Jeff in Austin, Texas. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hello. Yes, I didn't know it was coming on. I wasn't prepared. Sorry.
That's quite all right. You're on the air. You want me to put you back on hold?
No, I don't want you to do that. Hold on a second. Let me just grab my keys to my car where I can.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm sorry. Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. I'll come back to you, Jeff, in just a minute. What's up, Ollie?
Hi. I just have a couple of points to make. I listen to Civic Radio, and yesterday they were discussing the meeting in the Oval Office, and it was pointed out that the information that Trump was reading off and holding in his hands was part of an article written by a newspaper, and I don't know which newspaper, but it actually was talking about the Democratic Republic of the Congo, not South Africa.
Oh, really?
And the South African president tried to point that out, but Trump wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
So apparently one of Trump's people are giving him the wrong information to use.
Yeah, I think that would be Elon Musk, apparently.
Well, I'm not sure who but really it was ridiculous that he didn't know what information he was reading out.
Yeah.
And also, I took note when I heard that, how the president of South Africa said, well, basically, would it be different if I had a plane to give you?
Yeah.
So other governments are learning that Trump can be bought, and that's a terrible thing to say about the world. No, realizing that our president can be bought. And
yeah, sold. He just took a $400 million bribe from Qatar. I mean, Syria. He's embracing a former Al Qaeda leader who killed American soldiers in Syria. Because they're going to build a Trump Tower in Damascus. I mean, it's just like, give me a break.
Another thing that I I wanted to make sure that everybody realized is I was watching Lawrence O'Donnell, and he was interviewing Congressman Boyle, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, who is a ranking member of the Budget Committee. And while they were doing the interview, talking about the $267 billion SNAP cut and the $698 billion federal subsidies, which includes Medicaid, and also the $2.3 trillion increase to the deficit over the next 10 years he pushed through, when they were discussing that, breaking news came through that the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office confirmed that there would be $500 billion cut to Medicare.
Yep.
Now, that's not Medicaid. That is Medicare, something that people have already paid into.
Yep. And this is because of the PAYGO law, because the cut in Medicaid
Correct.
Is so large. Yeah, no, this is an abomination. Ollie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Jeff in Austin, you want to try it again?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom. Sorry about that.
It's okay. What's up?
Yeah, so actually I'm calling about, you threw out a question on your program yesterday that you couldn't figure out where all these crazy ideas were coming from on the Republicans and Trump side of things. And so I've got a theory.
Okay.
First of all, I'm a physician, and I have some significant training in psychiatry and psychology, number one, through my medical training, but number two, I had a business partner that was a Trumpian-type figure 10, 20 years ago, and I had to go see a psychologist to figure out how to deal with him.
Whoa.
And one of the things I want to throw out there for your listeners is two books that I think they should read. They're thin, and they're a quick read. One's called The Sociopath Next Door.
Yep, and is the other People of the Lie.
And then the other one is Narcissism Explained. Because narcissism, as you know, is not just being narcissistic. It's a narcissistic personality disorder.
Correct.
It's different than so that's a couple of things. Secondly, I want to throw out kudos to Mary Trump. I think she's got this so down pat.
Yes.
And what I think Trump looks for in this order is, number one, he wants attention. That's number one. And number two, he wants power, because power gets him more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, he wants money. And so he's like a magician. He plays a game of...
Use that kind of language on the air, Jeff, so I got to drop you. But thank you for the call. I think you're absolutely right. And my apologies to anybody who might have been offended. Clyde in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Hey, Clyde, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing today, Tom? It's a beautiful day here in Wahpeton.
Yeah, it's on the verge of it here in Portland, too.
Well, we had rain the last few days, so it was nasty.
Yeah.
But I had a comment. I'm retired military. I served 3 years in the Marine Corps, 17 in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a few of these pass and review parades, and they are a miserable thing for the troops.
I can imagine.
They're going to spend the next couple of weeks trying to get their uniforms together, probably have to pay for new items out of their own pocket. I don't know where these period costumes are going to come from, but time and money, logistics, getting all that stuff there. And when they get there with their travel, they're going to be housed in a huge warehouse or airplane hangar or gymnasiums. They'll probably spend an hour or two on the bus in the morning with a cold meal. To stand in the heat or the rain for 4 or 5 hours waiting to do this thing and then go through it all again, getting back to their crappy thing. I think it's abuse of the troops and the abuse of resources.
I'm with you. I think it's abuse of our democracy. I mean, you know, it's really straightforward. I mean, what this is all about is Trump's birthday and just
so Trump can, you know, get hard on.
Yeah, so he can have his little North Korean parade. I mean, this is all about right. Dear leader. Yeah. Clyde, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That, you know, when people call and share with, you know, from their own personal experience, that's important stuff. And I truly appreciate it. Thank you. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy summer.
Thank you. Back at you.
Well, we need to sort of, for me, go back to somewhat, quote unquote, the old days when our public servants knew they were public servants. And they, I understand, came out to the us, the taxpayers, and would share with us what they're doing, what they're not doing, and listen to what we wanted and what we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any of that now. They, you know, try to say, well, on the phone is a town hall meeting. To me, it's not.
Yeah.
I understand you can reach people, but my deal is it should be once every 3 months that we have these town hall meetings where everybody can come and ask their questions eyeball to eyeball, not hiding behind a screen or something.
Yeah. TJ, if you look at the period from 1933 until 1981, which is, 47 years, we passed mind-boggling amounts of legislation. I mean, the minimum wage, the right to unionize, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, unemployment insurance, workplace safety standards, toy safety standards, you know, the FDA. We just passed massive amounts of legislation between the New Deal and the Great Society and everything that happened in between. And then in 1981, it all stopped. Since 1981, there have been very few pieces of legislation passed that benefit the average working person. And even the ones that seem to, you know, like Obamacare, are really just giant gift wrapped packages for massive industry. In the case of Obamacare, it was a $1 trillion subsidy to the health insurance industry. And you ask, why is it that we were so productive for over 40 years, and then suddenly in the last 40 years, we've been absolutely unproductive? And the answer, I think, goes back to one thing only, and that is that in 1978, in a Supreme Court decision that was written by Lewis Powell himself, the author of the Powell Memo, we got this Supreme Court decision, First National Bank versus Bilotti, in which the Supreme Court ruled that corporations are persons, and therefore they can put money into politics. 2 years earlier, they'd ruled that if wealthy people wanted to throw money into politics, that was just fine, too. And those two things, you know, created this tsunami of money that floated Ronald Reagan into the White House in 1980 and has been there ever since. And then they, of course, they tripled down on it with Citizens United in 2010 and McCutcheon in 2013. And here we are. We've got bought and paid for politicians who have been bought and paid for not to explicitly and specifically do nothing for you and me and do everything for Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. And, you know, that's where we have been for 44 years. And that's what I think is going on. TJ, thank you. You identified a real, a genuine problem. And you know, I think this is why. Thank you, TJ. 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The truth is, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your call. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million $1 billion to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit NoTimeToWait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joint, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com. Over 5 million jars sold, over 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's up? Augusta, watch you on Free Speech in Cape Vincent, New York.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay.
I'm writing to each one of the assemblymen in New York State legislature because I'm told when they call, oh, they get the call, but they don't pay that much attention to it. But if you email them, and I hope a lot of people start doing this, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. They all need to hear us say, please keep immigrant families working at our farms because we need them.
Yeah.
And you can't just have one man working and then everybody that's with him, his whole family, is considered an illegal alien, which is what they did here a month ago.
Wow.
So I've written to them, and I've heard from two of them that they think it's a great idea. They're going to try to support that.
That's
finally.
Great. That's good on you, Augusta. You know, down in Florida and I believe it was Alabama, might have been one of the other southern states there, they aggressively started, you know, purging their state of, quote, illegal immigrants, you know, of undocumented workers. And the result was such a substantial labor shortage that they had to undo their child labor laws so that 14-year-olds could go to work in meatpacking plants and out in the fields. And even that isn't meeting their need for labor. So good point. Augusta, I wish you the very best with that. Thank you for sharing that. That's an important thing. Leanne in San Diego. Hey, Leanne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to tell everybody, do not fly right now. We had a plane crash this morning, a Cessna Citation II twin-engine jet. At least two or three or four or more people died on the plane.
Right.
Five people injured on the ground. There's jet fuel all over the place in an area called Tierra Santa, which is about 20 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think this is just a fluke, you all need to open your eyes. There's been too many crashes lately, the stuff that's happening in Newark right now.
Yeah.
Anybody getting on a plane is crazy. Don't do it. Not with Trump.
I get it. Now, this crash in San Diego is probably the exception that proves the rule, Leanne. This plane was flying into an airport that overnight is not staffed, so it's what's called an uncontrolled field. And he was flying
right, Montgomery Field.
Right, and he was coming in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's apparently a hill along the glide path, so it looks like he was just flying too low. And at 3:15 in the morning, and this guy had been flying from Teterboro, from New Jersey. I used to fly out of the Teterboro or into the Teterboro Airport back when I was a pilot. And, you know, he had been flying all night long and all afternoon. So it sure looks to me like pilot error, that this had nothing to do with the structural
problems. Yeah, but why should that even be allowed? Who's watching that?
Well, there's no law against, you know, pilots flying into controlled fields in the middle of the night. It happens all the time. But my point is that I agree with you. It's not a good time to be flying, you know, broadly speaking.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm with you. Leanne, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. Have a great afternoon. Take good care of yourself. Don't forget, get out there, get active, tag You're It, right? There's a lot we need to be working on here. And we'll catch up with you soon. Be good to yourself, stay safe, and we'll catch up.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In California, at least two were dead after a plane crashed into a military housing unit in San Diego today. Authorities say no one on the ground was killed, but eight others were injured. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
After the plane hit Jessica Schrader's neighborhood, there was jet fuel on fire flowing down the street. Fire in her front yard and a dead pilot, she says, outside of her front door. She escaped with her children and dogs by going over their back fence. Their neighbors set up a ladder.
So we were able to climb the ladder and jump onto their trampoline.
The cause of the crash remains under investigation. In D.C., a suspected shooter in custody for that shooting death of the two Israeli embassy staffers last night, gunned down as they left an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. President Trump says the anti-Semitic killings must end. The storm system that left a trail of destruction in the Midwest and South now churning on the East Coast as a nor'easter that could impact travel this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News.